Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Travis Turner Show. We thank you so much for being with us here on 1340 WNBS. We stream live at 1340WNBS.com. We move high speed thanks to our friends at Time Warner Cable. And we return our good friend Brad Burns, our lead baseball analyst, and we're checking out the landscape in the National League.
Baseball Prospectus thinks these races are over.
Lock them down.
Do you think they're over? Just before we get into buy, sell, hold, do you think it's over? Nationals, Cubs, and Giants. Division winners, done.
Well, I mean, those are the teams that I'm going to pick to win the division. I'm not sure I think they're locks. I'm not. These
96% are better for all three teams.
And that's fair. I mean, these are significant leads that are held. I mean,
They should be locks.
We're talking six and a half, and seven games on the leads.
Yep.
The teams that are in pursuit of those division leaders are playing just above 500 baseball. I have some question marks about each of the division leaders, and I suspect I'm going to take an unusual position here because I believe the Cubs are still the most talented team in the National League, yet they are the division leader that at the moment I'm worried about most.
Things looks most vulnerable? Could be.
Jake Arrieta is going to need to pull out.
I'm concerned about Jake Arrieta.
That's the release point. That's a major deal for me.
We've talked about
right
it.
Now.
If you're throwing across your body and throwing cutters, you better be flawless with the release point.
And I'm telling you here, you know, the Cubs pitching in the first half until the recent slide was very, very good. But if you were banking on Jason Hamill to get it done all year long, you might want to go to another bank.
Is it the Cardinals from last year? Sort of this,
The difference for the Cubs is the offense.
Right.
Because the one thing you have to understand with the Cubs haven't been healthy.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy Cubs club,
everyday lineup
assuming that Dexter Fowler is going good.
Right.
These guys, you know.
Yeah, they're going to click
pretty
good.
But see, this is never going to be the Cubs team we thought because Kyle Schwarber's not a part of
this.
That's
right.
I mean, so a lot of things have changed for them. But nothing is bigger than the absence of Arrieta as ace.
Yeah.
And this is where I think when we get to the Cubs, they have to be buyers. They have to buy heavy in the bullpen if there are no great starting pitching options because they need to play a lot of 5 to 6 inning games.
Yeah, shorten the game. So Washington, 54-36 right now, 96.7% chance. They're projected to win a total of 95 games. They hold right now? Good enough?
I'd buy.
What do you buy?
I'd buy Aroldis Chapman. I don't like Jonathan Papelbon as my last line of defense.
Yep. Because he's going to be the last line of defense. Now, here's the thing. If you bring in Chapman, what does that do with Papelbon? Do you say see you later?
I don't want him on my roster. Of course, I don't want him on the roster to start with.
Right.
But if he can't – and I just don't trust him. I don't trust him if I asked him, hey, can you accept a seventh inning role?
Right.
I don't trust him. No, I would want him going.
Yep. The Mets – I don't think the Mets make the playoffs now.
I mean, you and I live in fear that we're going to find out one day after another that every member of their starting rotation has been.
We talked about it last week. Somebody's going down, and then the day after, it's Harvey, who's obviously done for the year. Harvey may be done for his career.
You know, I don't know what I do not know what the Mets do because, you know what.
What options do they have?
How do you feel about your future?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what are we talking about here?
Well, it's not as if right now, let's say they wanted to go and buy a bat, and we'll trade one of our young pitchers for a big time. And nobody's giving you anything for one of those guys right now.
No.
That's for Syndergaard.
Because you don't know what your future of your team is. Yep. You don't know what the future of your assets
are. That's exactly right. The individuals.
So, you know, they're now they wouldn't be dealing from a position of strength because everybody either is hurt. Because see, what kills them is everybody in baseball knows Matz has something wrong with him.
Yeah.
Everybody in baseball knows Syndergaard has something wrong with him.
Yep.
And Harvey is already, you know, he's
done.
In his pocket.
Yep.
Wheeler's coming back from another surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, the most reliable starter you got is Bartolo.
Yeah. Yep.
I you know, and to give the Mets a ton of credit, they got up off the mat there a couple of weeks ago. We pronounced them dead. Maybe it happens again, but I
they're going to have to outperform what we think.
I'm so unsure of their position, I don't know what to tell them to do here.
Well,
except I think the rest of the league is going to say, unless you're selling, you're holding.
Yeah,
because we ain't trading with
you. No, we ain't doing it. And I listen, you know, I would have, if the start of the season were happening today and the Mets were constructed as they were at the start of the season, I still picked them to win the division based upon talent on the mound. But I think they missed the playoffs. They are projected right now to be the second wild card. You know, 45.8% chance. Again, 50-50. How about the Marlins? Are they legit? I know you kind of like Nani baseball down there.
I get a kick out of this. I don't know if they've got enough in the tank or not.
Sell, buy, hold. See what happens.
If I was the Marlins, this is where I would invoke my rule. What can make your club better?
Yeah.
What can you do to make your club better? Don't panic and think that your window is going to shut after this year.
Right.
You may be in a better position next year than this year.
Yep.
Make your club better one way or another.
I would, if I were, I would hold. I would just say, you know what? We're okay, and we're fighting for a second wild card, and we're just going to keep doing that. But you know what? I don't want to sell anybody right now because, hey, we don't have to. And I'm not sure we have to go out and buy anybody. You know, just because the trade deadline and the non-waiver trade deadline hits, and then the waiver deadline, rather, doesn't mean you have to do something. You know, the hold is an option there for teams that are kind of caught in between. The Marlins look to me like they're kind of caught in between. Do they have enough to surpass the Nationals in the division lead? No, I don't think so. But as constructed, could they get in a second wild card? Well, you're fighting the Mets. You're fighting the Pirates and the Cardinals. You're, you know, okay. Yeah, I think we might. So, to me, I would hold. If anything, I may buy a small piece, a bullpen piece, something like that, and give up a double-A, you know, outlier prospect or something. The Phillies and Braves are both going to be sellers, I think, the Braves more so than the Phillies just because they have more pieces right now that are still older that they could. Phillies may wind up being a hold kind of team just because nobody wants what they have.
Right.
The Braves are gonna sell. You talked about the Cubs. You say they've got to be buyers. Is it only in the bullpen market, or you go out and you try to get a bullpen piece and a third starter?
Well, you'd love to if you could.
You're going to have to give up a lot, though.
Well, that's a thing. And see, the reason the Braves need to move Tehran is because they can create a bidding war, I believe, between Chicago and Boston.
Oh, I'm sure they can. Yeah. Who do you think is willing or in position to give up more? Are they both kind of the same right now?
Well, here's the interesting thing about the Cubs. Because a few of their guys have hit the big leagues and have had a little taste.
Yep.
Baez and Soler. Mm-hmm. How important do you believe they are to your big league operation? This is an interesting question for me with them, because are you a Schwarber as an outfield? Because Wilson Contreras is the catcher of the future in Chicago.
Yep.
So Kyle Schwarber is either an outfielder, he's either the left fielder in Chicago, or he's gone.
Yeah, because you don't have any place else to play him.
And I brought up the fact that I would flip Schwarber to the Yankees.
Right.
I'd get both of the bullpen pieces, Miller and Chapman.
Yeah, because Schwarber's a DH.
And so Wilson Contreras, other than David Ross, I think Montero maybe catches Arrieta and Ross catches Lester. Contreras is catching everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, they like this kid.
Interesting for them to have three catchers on our 25-man roster. They really like him.
He's the better player.
Yeah.
So. What do you do with Schwarber? What going forward? What do you do?
Yeah.
But if Schwarber's the left fielder, and what are you going to do with Jason Hayward? Are you going to keep playing this guy?
What an absolute mistake!
Because if you are, where are you playing him? Because do you bring Dexter Fowler back now?
Right.
Is he the center fielder of the future?
Right.
They've got a lot of questions. Theo Epstein's got to answer a lot of questions, not just for today, but going forward, and all of them affect what he does
now. 2 weeks. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I wonder if Albert Almora is not the future center fielder.
Yeah.
I think he probably is.
Yeah.
So Schwarber or Soler is the decision to me.
Yep.
And then where do you play Baez? What do you do with Baez?
I think they trade Baez.
So do you do that? Do you do that now? Do you do that in one of these deals?
Either that or you trade Russell.
So
Russell's going to get you more back.
Because
he's apparently, or at least perceived to be more major league ready.
Their situation is fascinating.
It's going to be really interesting to watch it.
It's fascinating.
St. Louis and Pittsburgh, the only other two teams in the Central that have any shot whatsoever at the playoffs, Both buy, both sell, both hold, combination. What do you do? 40.7%, by the way, for St. Louis. 16% chance for Pittsburgh.
It's based on schedule, I think.
Schedule.
St. Louis first, and they already should have done this. This is beginning to madden me a little bit.
I'm sure.
Alex Reyes has to come up, and you have to find out. I know, you know, I read the beat writers. They're worried about command and refinement and all this stuff, and right. I get it. I understand.
Right.
But he is a power pitcher.
Yes.
I got news for you, fellas. Power pitchers can figure it out a little more as they go.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you ain't feeling your way through it.
Because Stuffy McStufferson is still throwing 99.
Yeah.
He's still bringing
still
a hammer
pretty good for
breaking ball.
Yeah.
Okay? You've got to find out. And I'd want to find out about him as a starter first.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd want to find out.
Why not?
The Cardinals should be a smart buyer. The Cardinals, again, need to operate with the position of what makes our club better. Because going forward, if Carlos Martinez is an ace-type guy and Alex Reyes is going to become an ace-type guy, you're fine going forward. But you cannot push all in here on a maybe. So they've got to be discretionary. They've got to be smart. We talked about it with the Pirates already. Yep. The Pirates are holdish with a minor buy that doesn't affect your future in any way. Both of these teams are good enough to get in as presently constituted,
yes.
I believe.
Yes, I think so. The one that would intrigue me more is if the Cardinals decided to sell everybody.
Wow.
And it's an option. Now, fans would hate it because they probably wouldn't make the playoffs this year. But what if you just sold everybody and say, we're going to get young and we're going to be 26 and under on our roster next year. And here we come.
When you say everybody, are you talking Matt Carpenter?
Matt Carpenter. Everybody.
Woo!
Because if you get pieces back that can replace those guys in a year or so, it's an intriguing thing. You know they've talked about it. You know that Mazalak and his crew have said, what if? What could we get back for Wainwright and Waka? And what could we get back for Carpenter and Holiday and Adams and all these guys that could be pieces?
You'd be setting the market.
Yeah.
When is somebody going to do that, by the way?
Nobody in St. Louis will ever do it.
Because nobody does that.
Nope.
Because we see fire sales most of the time in the winter.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd sell them all just because. Just to see, and again, this is not a vendetta against Cardinal fan, but you know, you like Grichuk, you like these young guys, okay, maybe the pitchers that you're talking about, you know, why not go all in with, hey, we're going to be a young club and really talented, and we'll give the Cubs a run for their money next year, because I don't think that as presently constituted in their organization, they can give the Cubs a run for the money the next 2 years. I don't think it's possible.
Interesting.
The Dodgers and Giants both are projected to make the playoffs, 96% for the Giants, 82% for the Dodgers. Both of them buyers at this point?
Yeah.
Which one do you think makes the not bigger splash, but the more reconstruction of their club? Is it the Dodgers right now?
Well, I suspect it's the Dodgers, but the Giants are sneaky in this way.
They are. They got some outfielders that they probably would like to see not play for them.
Yeah, they're sneaky, and the thing about it is these two teams may bid to keep the other guy from getting the piece.
Well, because the Dodgers still think they're going to win that division.
Yep.
You know, whereas, you know, I mean, the Giants, of course, they're six and a half games up. I mean, I ain't buying the Dodgers, but interesting nonetheless. The Rockies, Diamondbacks. I love it that the Diamondbacks are 38-52. The Padres, the Brewers, the Reds, the Braves, the Phillies, you know, these are the teams. They're already out of it. Going to be interesting to see which bat, which arm goes where, because some of those teams have a good piece or two to trade. You know, I mean, again, you know, if you're in need of a shortstop and you can get Zach Cozart for the rest of the year, you're doing pretty good. If you're in need of a left-handed bat with a little bit of pop, you can get a guy like Jay Bruce, doing pretty good. You're in need of a good starting pitcher. Julio Teheran is I mean, he's going to help you. So, these teams, the very last question is does anybody this year win 100 games? We talked about this a couple weeks ago. My contention is, yes, somebody still wins 100 games because some of these teams are going to get a lot worse, and that's going to push somebody over. Do you think anybody gets there? Nobody right now is projected to win any more than 96 games. And that's the Cubs. Anybody get to 100? We thought maybe we'd have one or two at the beginning of the year. Boy, especially the Cubs, really high on them. They've injuries and so on have prevented them.
No, I don't think so.
It could be a year where you've got 395 win teams, and then nobody, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think these starting pitching staffs are deep enough.
Maybe not. Does the fire sale of these terrible teams, and they're going to get a lot worse in some cases, does that push anybody over the edge?
Yeah, it'll help. But it'll have to be something like that because, again, a lot of these staffs, the 3-4-5s, don't light me up much.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. But interesting. So, yeah, for as much as we thought, hey, here's a 105-win team maybe, maybe not. Hard to win 100 games.
Yeah. Well, it speaks to the health and the depth that you need to have to do it.
Absolutely. Without that, you're not getting there. It's just the way it is.
I mean, attrition is going to get you.
That's true.
And sometimes it's about surviving the marathon to have that chance at the ring.
No question. Yeah. Yep.
Good show today.
Yeah, fun stuff, man. Absolutely.
That was good. I always like a bizarre segment. We just went all over the map out of the gate.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Why not?
Good job. Brad Burns, the lead baseball analyst. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks for having me.